A Jewish Journal article. Hamas releases footage of kidnapped Israeli Arab civilian, says his health is deteriorating. Hamas released footage of an Israeli Arab civilian they kidnapped several years ago hooked up to an oxygen tank. A spokesperson for the terror group said his health is deteriorating. The video shows the Bedouin civilian, Hisham al-Sayed, lying in a bed with the oxygen tank with his ID next to him. A television can be seen next to him playing a June 21 Al Jazeera broadcast. Abu Obeidah, the spokesperson for Hamas military wing, said that al-Sayed's health has deteriorated. Al-Sayed, who entered into the Gaza Strip voluntarily in 2015, has a history of mental health issues, as does the other Israeli civilian that Hamas has held captive, Avera Mengitsu. https://twitter.com/ostrov_a/status/15417920081041899953. A specialized Hamas unit in charge of prisoners of war has published a video of an Israeli prisoner, Hisham al-Sayed, following a statement made yesterday that his health has deteriorated. pic.twitter.com/9l1duthu0z. Joe Truzman, at Joe Truzman, June 28, 2022. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's office said in a statement that the Hamas video is a heinous and despicable act, and that al-Sayed is not a soldier, but a mentally ill Israeli citizen who crossed the border into the Gaza Strip several times before, per the Jerusalem Post. Hamas is delaying any chance of a deal, Bennett's office added. Hamas actions are proof that this is a cynical and criminal terrorist organization. The office's statement vowed to continue to work to bring al-Sayed and Mengitsu, as well as the bodies of two Israeli soldiers, Oren Shaul and Hadar Golden, murdered by Hamas, per the Times of Israel, TOY. Egypt has served as a mediator between Israel and Hamas, though talks have frequently stalled over Hamas' demand that Palestinian prisoners be released from Israeli prisons in exchange for al-Sayed, Mengitsu and the bodies of Shaul and Golden. The father of al-Sayed, Shaban al-Sayed, told Channel 12 that the Hamas video was the first time he had seen his son in 7 years and called on the terror group to release him immediately. "He's sick and needs medical care at all times," Shaban said, per TOY. Journalist David Collier tweeted that Hamas has held Mengitsu and al-Sayed hostage for more than 7 years, yet it doesn't receive widespread media coverage because, these days, NGOs like Amnesty International are too busy promoting Hamas propaganda to care about innocent Israeli civilians. Heard of Avera Mengistu and Hisham al-Sayed? No, thought not. Two Israeli civilians. They have both been held captive by Hamas for over 7 years. These days, NGOs like Amnesty are too busy promoting Hamas propaganda to care about innocent Israeli civilians. David Collier, at Mishtal, June 28, 2022.